This is the JFK that Boston and the world has come to know.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
But before those famous speeches and off-the-cuff news conferences, Kennedy's roots were here in Boston, where he was born and raised. And few, if any, here who knew him thought he could ever rise to the political force he would become. Susan Bellows, the producer and director of the new documentary JFK from American Experience, told me the story of that transformation was bigger than she first thought.
When we started the project, we thought, you know, you kind of do a calculation. I wonder what percentage we'll devote to the presidency. Well, I'm sure the bulk of the film will deal with the presidency. There were a tremendous amount of pivotal events that occurred during his 1,000 days in office. But as we got deeper into the project, we began to realize that his political journey was very fascinating and something people didn't know very much about.
And Jack Kennedy faced many serious challenges right from the start.
From a very, very young age, from about age 2 onwards, he was dealing with life-threatening illnesses. And it really shaped him. I think it was interesting to see the way in which he dealt with those illnesses with a certain kind of stoicism, but also a tremendous sense of humor. And you realize that his health issues were so pervasive in his life, it really shaped his character.
The young JFK lived a privileged life. He was known as a class clown, not a scholar at the private schools he attended, and seemed to have little direction, even after graduating from Harvard and emerging from World War II, a war hero.
Like many decisions in life, a combination of factors pressed on me, which directed me into my present profession, period. I was at loose ends at the end of the war, comma. I was not very interested in following a business career.
But there was politics, and public service was certainly a mantra of Patriarch Joe Kennedy's. But it wasn't Joe who recruited Jack to run for office.
There's a myth that basically his father pushed him into politics, his father opened every door, his father's money bought him the office. Certainly his father's resources enabled him in many ways, but the engine that drove Jack was also his own. And certainly by the time he entered Congress, he developed a certain political independence from his father.
And author Evan Thomas thinks perhaps it was his poor health and awareness of death that eventually drove him into politics.
He's lost a brother. He's lost his sister, Kick. He himself has been near death. There is a sense of mortality that lurks in there but also drives him, that he's got to accomplish something before he dies, that life is finite.
And to the surprise of many, he lunges at the chance to run for his grandfather's vacant congressional seat back in 1946, although he had been advised against it by the Boston political establishment and was given virtually no chance of winning. Here's historians Robert Dalek and David Nassoff from JFK.
How is this really skinny guy who doesn't seem all that eager to clap hands and press the flesh, as they say, how are we going to convert him into a winning candidate?
They sigh when they see this kid. You know, he looks like a high school student. The major impediment to Jack is that he's not a very good candidate in the beginning. He's shy, he's withdrawn. He doesn't like going up to strangers or shaking hands. He talks much too fast when he gives speeches.
But despite all the odds, young Kennedy puts everything he has into that campaign.
He taught himself, with the help of lots of money from his father and voice coaches and political coaches, he taught himself how to be a candidate. He taught himself how to look at the people he was talking to, how to speak slowly. He spent twice as much time talking to the local parish and the boys' clubs and the veterans' clubs and the women's clubs. Whoever invited him, he went. He never, ever, ever stopped.
And due to that tireless campaigning, Jack emerged a winner going away. Then, and 6 years later.
In Senate races, Representative John F. Kennedy scores one of the few major Democratic victories, decisively defeating in a tough battle the Republican incumbent Henry Cabot Lodge, Jr.
Well, I guess you're glad it's over, aren't you, Bobby?
I am, Jack.
Okay.
But Jack persisted and decided in 1960 to run for the ultimate office, the presidency. And David Nassau thinks what made JFK's run for the presidency so significant and ultimately successful was his understanding of just how much the political landscape had changed by 1960.
He begins a change in American politics that is quite significant. He signals the beginning of a move from party dominance and party candidates to the individual, to the personality, who can speak to the people, not through the party, but through television and the mass media directly.
Pleasure to have you here, and I want you to meet my daughter Caroline and my wife Jackie.
And the means to reach the people was television. His father, Joe, had experience in Hollywood and took movies of his family and even bought his children their own movie cameras. That would pay off years later.
In every campaign from 46 on, his father taught Jack how to use the camera as his friend, how to look into the camera, to smile, look charming, but be serious. It was no accident, no accident at all, that when Jack Kennedy debates Nixon, Nixon, the champion debater, comes off worse because Nixon doesn't know how to look into a camera. He doesn't know how to connect with an audience. He looks stiff, sweaty, scared, and Jack is totally, absolutely composed.
It isn't enough to compare what might have been done 8 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 15 years ago, or 20 years ago.
It was a close election, and that debate is believed to have made the difference. The future had finally arrived at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and you can see the complete political transformation story tonight on Part 1 of American Experiences JFK. Tomorrow, how the presidency transformed JFK.
Vote for Kennedy, vote for Kennedy, keep America strong. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling up. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling up.